On today's pod, we're going through all of it. We're picking each conference. We're taking our favorite win totals. And I'm going to pick the college football playoff bracket. Let's see what happens.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome to it. It's Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Most active on X. You guys know how this thing works. Subscribe, like, everything else. All the fun stuff. This is audio only. I'm not going to put this one on YouTube. YouTube's already got what I picked for each conference anyway. But on here, you get the value plays. You get the stuff that I would actually bet on. Because, no, we're not just going favorites. Some of these will be the favorites. Let me go ahead and get that out of the way. But we are actually going to look at some of the best value, the ones that I actually think are going to win. I'll tell you what I like about them. All that fun stuff. So, let's go ahead and do that. If you missed yesterday's pod, we talked about the SEC 9-game conference schedule. One thing that I forgot to mention, another loser in that whole thing, is the bottom rung of the SEC. They are going to be taking another loss. That is something to add in there because, you know, we say that the SEC's strength of schedule is very difficult, and it is. What is that going to look like? I think it's just a power rating thing. I think the Big Ten and all these other conferences just assume that, well, if you've got, you know, if Vanderbilt was 6-6, but instead they're 5-7 because they had to play 9 conference games instead of whatever, and I know the Vanderbilt lost to Georgia State last year. I know. But I think it's a power rating thing. I don't believe that it is just record. I don't think that's how that works. So go listen to that pod. I went kind of in-depth for about 15 minutes on that. It was a lot of fun. Next week, we're going to be doing all kind of things, getting ready for week 1, and we're going to get ourselves into a routine. I'm wanting to do some stuff a little differently. I haven't decided exactly how we're going to do it, but you know, in the break between the Kansas State-Iowa State game on Saturday and the night games, because there are 3 of them, you know, Kansas State-Iowa State should be done by 3 p.m. Central, God's time zone. And then you got about a 2.5-hour break where there's going to be, like, some FCS games on, something like that. So, like, there'll be something to watch, but I am going to be making final decisions on how we will start things off for Sunday. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll probably do a live reaction thing on Saturday night. may go live on YouTube. We'll see exactly how that's going to work. Situation's a little weird as far as where I can record and where I cannot. But we're going to make it work. We're going to figure these things out. It's part of the reason why I'm recording in the car as we speak. So, let's go ahead. Well, where are we? Yeah, okay. We'll do this in just a minute. Let me go ahead and tell you first. Subscribe on YouTube if you haven't done that. Become a member at bettingcfb.com. That's BETTINGCFB.com. And make sure that you leave a nice 5-star review here on the podcast. That would help me out tremendously because we are trying to get to 100 5-star reviews. And if you leave a written review, I'll even pull the app up and I'll try and read it. So we'll see how those things work. All right, so let's get into who I think is going to win each college football conference. Yes, it's early. Yes, it's preseason. But if you make your picks after the season starts, it doesn't count. Because most books don't let you make that bet anymore once the thing kicks off on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone. Let's start off with the big dog. Let's start with the SEC. The four favorites here are LSU, Alabama, Georgia, and then the overall favorite is Texas. I will tell you, I have Alabama winning the SEC. I think they're 10-2 in the regular season. I think the SEC beats itself up. I think that whether it is Georgia or Texas in the SEC championship game, I think Alabama wins that game. And maybe, and it's not bias. I just look at the roster and I think, you know, this is an insanely talented team. In year two of Kalen DeBoer, they've got Ryan Grubb there. They've got a quarterback that, yeah, he might be inexperienced, but he's been there for a long time. We've seen these kind of things happen before. Right? Mac Jones. 2020 season, Mac Jones gets to start for the first time. Takes over after Tua, and then before him was Jalen Hurts. Mac Jones was just another guy. And he came in and became a top 15 NFL draft pick. Now, I'm not saying that Ty Simpson is going to be some otherworldly NFL dude. But in this offense, with Ryan Grubb as his OC and Kalen DeBoer as the head coach, could I see him improving drastically? Could I see him doing better things than Jalen Milroe? Yes. Absolutely. And that's all Alabama needed last year was somebody that knew what to do, knew to get rid of the football whenever pressure came up the middle. That's all they needed. Roster is still stacked. So Alabama plus 490 out there. I bet it at plus 500, but there is still a plus 490. Take Alabama to win the SEC. I'm not going to spend as long on each of the others, but still. The Big Ten. I already told you one, two I'm taking. I bet Penn State at plus 275. You can get them at plus 230 right now if you wanted to take a long shot to win the Big Ten. USC at plus 1,600 is interesting. Year two of D'Anton Lynn, who is their defensive coordinator. I think good things are going to happen. The schedule is still difficult, but you get Michigan coming to the West Coast. I don't think that UCLA is all that good. I think there are a few spots where the schedule is actually kind to them, and if they lose the Notre Dame game, that has nothing to do with whether or not they can win the Big Ten. I think that the demise of Lincoln Riley has been greatly exaggerated. This guy did not forget how to coach football. He just needed help on the defensive side of the ball. I think they got dudes there. So USC plus 1,600 is a nice long shot. I still think Penn State is the play. Plus 230, still good odds. Ohio State is still the favorite, and for a reason. They won the national title last year. I mean, my God, They've probably got the best offensive player and the best defensive player in the country on their team. But they lost 9 dudes off that defense. 9 starters. It's going to take a little bit of time. And then Julian Sain is a freshman quarterback. I think there's going to be some growing pains there. The ACC. Yeah, we could get cute and say Miami. I think they're plus 350 now. They were plus 390 this time last week. And so there's been some Miami love in the market. Clemson, you now can get at plus 125. Once upon a time, I bet them at plus 160. Way back when, February maybe, something like that. I took them again at plus 140. Maybe a month and a half ago. And then they got all the way down to where they were plus 105 in the middle of last week. Now they're back up to plus 125. So plus 125, I think, is where it's at for Clemson in the ACC. The Big 12. I want to say Utah, but there's been so much love on Utah, and I've still got questions about last year. If something doesn't work right with Devin Dampier, if, God forbid, he ends up getting hurt, what does that mean for this huge program? I think Kansas State is the way that I would go with this. Chris Klieman is a great coach. They are stout on the offensive and defensive lines. Yes, I know Utah's offensive line is fantastic, but I do have questions about the defensive line. And maybe I shouldn't, because Kyle Whittingham teams have no issue. I think Texas Tech, I don't believe so much in this year's transfer portal class. Bud has been saying the same thing. And I just don't know if there's that many dudes. So Texas Tech decided to go out and buy themselves a football team. The problem is, I don't know that there were a lot of good players to buy. So what does that mean? I think the teams that are used to developing, Utah, Kansas State, etc. Arizona State won too many close games for me last year. I think Cam Scataboo meant something. So I don't think that that's as easily replicable as a lot of people seem to believe. Although I do think Kenny Dillingham is going to have a good season. I just wonder exactly what that's going to mean. But Kansas State at FanDuel right now is still plus 500. I think you can get some longer odds elsewhere. But that's who I would go with to win the Big 12 this year is Kansas State. All right, let's move on. And I'm going to roll to the AAC. I told you who I made a bet on. I'm not a big believer in Tulane this year. Everybody is all, John Sumrall, and he's going to take an SEC job and such and such. But part of me wonders how much of last year was the quarterback, how much was, they lost some good players, really good players. I don't know if the guys that they brought in or the guys that they've been developing are as good as what they had. The further you get away from Willie Fritz, the more I'm curious what that roster is really going to be. And that's not to say that I don't think John Sumrall is a good coach. I got questions, because this is a really, really difficult schedule. So they have to play at Memphis. They got 3 Power 5 opponents. And granted, the Power 5 opponents have, or Power 4, whatever the hell they're called, the high-quality non-conference, those don't matter for the AAC. But if I'm going to take a stab at somebody in the AAC, it's going to be UTSA at plus 600, because I think they got the dudes, and I trust Jeff Traylor. Their defensive line has got the bodies. That's a big thing to pay attention to. And Memphis. Memphis' schedule is perfect. It's set up for them to win the AAC. If Ryan Silverfield was ever going to do it, it would be this year. The starting quarterback was announced, Brennan Lewis. And Brennan Lewis is, he was at Nevada. He did really good things with Jeff Choate last year. Granted, it fell off at the end. But I think Memphis is a shot. So Memphis plus 460 or UTSA, you can get it plus 600 now. So, something to pay attention to with that. Okay. The Mountain West. Yeah, it might be Boise. But Boise is, you know, short odds. Where's the value in this? Boise is probably 7 points better, power rating-wise, than anybody else in the Mountain West. But if you want to take a long shot, you can get the next favorite at kind of a long shot. UNLV at plus 650 is kind of crazy to me. They brought in a bunch of dudes. If there was ever a G5 coach that knows how to coach them up, that understands scheme, that knows what to do when it's, you know, you got pretty similar players, can you just coach them right? It'd be Dan Mullen. I'm curious what Alex Orji is going to look like in his offense. I'm curious what does Tom Fornelli call this guy, the whoopsie-daisy king? Anthony Calandria, I believe it is. That's the other quarterback. We don't know exactly who's going to play. Could be both of them. Could be a package for everybody. But they've also got, like, some skilled dudes. Mullen did a really good job there. UNLV is plus 650, and the schedule is beautiful. So give me the Running Rebels, plus 650. Maybe something crazy happens. Sunbelt. I've been saying for months, this is James Madison's year. They are plus 270. They are the favorite here. But number two in that conference, just like in the Mountain West, is plus 650, and that would be Louisiana. Louisiana gets their, I think they're going to have a good quarterback here. Walker Howard is the guy that was at, he danced with Brian Kelly, then he transferred to Ole Miss, didn't get to play, and now he's at Louisiana where it looks like he has won the starting job, and I think he's won the starting job. Who knows? If he hasn't, that means somebody is better than him, and I think that's a good thing. So UNLV plus 650 on that. Louisiana plus 650 on that one. All right, we got two more. The MAC, I took Buffalo at plus 900 once upon a time. They are now plus 550. There is hype on them for a reason. Pete Limbo, their head coach, is good, really good. So I like Pete Limbo. I will. I think, you know, the guy that they brought in at quarterback, Tyson Fomichon, who was at UMass. He was at Penn State once upon a time. He was at Clemson once upon a time. Like he's been all over the place. He is a seventh-year senior. The biggest thing for him is just don't turn the ball over. Let the defense and special teams do their thing. Buffalo's got a pretty good roster for a MAC team. So give me Buffalo plus 550 in the MAC. And in Conference USA, until further notice, I'm going Liberty. Liberty is now at plus 125. I bet them at plus 115 because I couldn't believe I was getting plus money on Liberty. So plus 125 is even more of a deal. Like this is, Ethan Vasco transferred in from Coastal Carolina. He already knows the system. He already knows what they're doing there. Jamie Chadwell is an incredible coach. Liberty is just so much better funded and has such better players than everybody else in Conference USA. Last year, I think, was a blip. I think too many people are worried about what happened last year, and a lot of that, I think, had to do with Caden Salter and the fact that he wanted to transfer but couldn't transfer, but they couldn't. Like, I think they just got complacent, and they realized afterwards that, hey, yeah, we can't just walk over everybody all the time. Because remember, they were handling people the year before when they went undefeated and then made it to the playoff. You got a new batch in. They all understand the offense. I think Chadwell's going to be able to run what he wants with Vasco at quarterback as opposed to what Salter was able to do because, you know, this is something Colorado will find out. Salter is not a great thrower. I think Vasco is wildly better. I think Vasco was the best quarterback at Coastal Carolina last year. And, you know, Todd Beck? I think he just didn't see it. So we'll see. I don't think highly of Coastal this year. So Liberty plus 125 is my CUSA pick on that one. Moving along on to the next one, we go over our favorite win totals. And our means me, mine, because this show is only me. But if you guys would love to hit me up and tell me yours, I would certainly appreciate that. I love bold takes. I'm not going to do the thing that that Pate does where he plasters it all over everywhere and, you know, decides to grade exactly how much of a bold take it is. But still, I would love to hear what you guys think. But let me go through. I've got several that I'm going to add to the card. If you are over at bettingcfb.com, then you already know some of them. But these are new ones. So let's go ahead and jump into it. I will take Rutgers under 5.5 wins at plus 116. Greg Schiano is an incredible coach. However, I do not see them making a bowl game this year. I don't like the way that the schedule sets up. I think that there are landmines everywhere. And I think that they downgraded as far as their roster is concerned. Minnesota, over 6.5, minus 158. I am a believer in the new quarterback. I think that they are still going to have the same identity that they've always had. The culture there is fantastic. I know they lost Corey Heatherman, the defense coordinator, to Miami. But I am buying in on Minnesota. I think that what P.J. Fleck has done there, I think he will continue it on. Utah, over 7.5 at minus 172. Yes, that is a lot of juice. But I think there is a world where Utah gets to 10 wins. And even if, not Dampier, what's the kid's name? Devin, maybe it is Dampier. Regardless, I'm thinking of Eric Dampier from, used to play basketball at Mississippi State in the 90s. Good Lord. Regardless, their quarterback, who I'm blanking on at the moment, and this is the problem with doing a podcast in the car, I think he's going to be fine in Jason Beck's offense. I think he already knows the offense. Yes, if he gets hurt, I don't think he misses more than a few games. Could it cost them a conference championship? Yes. But do I think they can still get to 8 wins? Yes, I do. So minus 172 on that one. UCF, Scott Frost. They named, I believe, Taven Jackson is the quarterback down there. I don't know. I don't like the roster very much. There's a lot of goodwill right now with Scott Frost, you know, coming back. I should have never left, you know. Nebraska wasn't the job for me. It's like, man, the way that you were going, no job was the job for you at that point. But too much success too fast for Scott Frost. He will have to build this thing back up again. Under 5.5 at minus 120 on that one. Auburn, under 7.5. Now, if you look at my SEC record predictions, I did have Auburn going 7-5. Do I think there is a world where it could get worse? Yes. Absolutely, because I do think that if Hugh Freeze continues to throw quarterbacks under the bus and throw players under the bus, the team will quit. I think there is a chance of that happening. Do I like their offensive? Do I like the roster that they've got? Yes. Do I like the schedule? Yes. Do I trust the coaching staff? Not in the slightest. Do I trust their quarterback room? No. If Jackson Arnold is not the quarterback, they did get Deuce Robinson. They paid a lot for him, but he is a freshman. They brought in Ashton Daniels from Stanford. Okay, Daniels showed some flashes, but if it's Daniels, then something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. And what happens if you cannot get the wide receivers the football? Like, the wide receivers are the best thing about the roster, other than maybe the offensive line. And even still, I think that the wide receivers are more talented than the offensive line. I'll take a shot, especially at plus money. Auburn under 7.5, plus 122. Air Force, I have them over 6.5. At one point, I believe I got them at over 5.5. It's minus 102 to go over 6.5. And I am a believer in Troy Calhoun. I mean, this team played lights out towards the end of last season. Like, they got really good in a hurry because they were so inexperienced. They didn't know what they were doing to start off with. They were a terrible football team. And then they started winning games. And the games that they didn't win, they were covering. And they were a really good football team down the stretch. I think that continues on. I think now that they've got more experience, I think Calhoun is an excellent coach. Give me Air Force over 6.5 at minus 102. Iowa, I've already bet this one, but I wanted to reiterate it again. I think Iowa can get to 10 wins. I think they can make the playoff. I think over 7.5 at plus 124 is certainly a buy for me. Kirk Ferentz always wins 8 games. Like the average over his entire career is like 8 wins. So you're giving me less than 8 wins to go over. That is plus money, plus 124? Yes. Mark Gronowski is the new quarterback. Yes, I know all the talking points about how the offensive line has not been as good lately. Phil Parker is still the defensive coordinator. And the offensive line, if you have even a competent quarterback, he doesn't have to be some world beater. Just somebody that's not going to get you beat. It is amazing what an offense can turn into when you have that. So I know that Caleb Johnson is gone. I know that the running backs won't be as good as what he was. But I still think this offense will be worlds better. And we'll see. We'll see. I think their offensive coordinator and quarterback are such a huge upgrade that it is going to help this team out tremendously. Missouri, under 6.5 at plus 136. I already have Missouri fans mad at me because I predicted them to go 6-6, and I predicted Arkansas to beat them at the end of the year because I think that's going to be the farewell song for Sam Pittman at Arkansas. I don't like the roster. I don't like the quarterback situation. Is the schedule easier? Yes, but the way that it's set up, I don't know. You know, some people have this as like a dark horse playoff team, and I just do not see it. So I will take the plus money odds. Like, if they were a dark horse playoff team, their win total would not be 6.5. Like, so give me the under 6.5 at plus 136. All right, four more teams, and then I'll give you my playoff bracket. Washington State, under 5.5, and it is a lot of juice, minus 210. But I'm willing to lay it because I don't see any world where they make it to 6 wins. I feel like they did absolutely make the correct coaching hire, but the way that this is set up, the way the roster looks right now, the teams that they decided to play in the non-con, no, absolutely not. So Washington State, under 5.5, I feel like that's free money. Colorado State, under 6.5, is minus 152. This is a team that won 8 games last year. They got obliterated in their bowl game, and they got real lucky in a couple of games last year. Maybe more than a couple, but they got lucky. How about not even lucky? The ball bounced their way. They were able to win some close games, but they played the weakest schedule possible last year, and this year, it ain't that way. So Colorado State under 6.5 at minus 152. Yes, I know it's more juice, but it is what it is. Arkansas State, same thing, under 5.5. I don't see how they go bowling. It's minus 168. It's a lot of juice, but it is what it is. Butch Jones made it to, what, 8 wins last year, I believe it was? And 8 wins ain't happening this year. I think they got worse across the line of scrimmage. That defense looks like it could be an absolute wreck. They have a fun quarterback, but if the offensive line can't protect him, that's going to be a problem. And the way that the home road split is this year, it's not kind. Under 5.5 for Arkansas State. And then another Sun Belt school, this will be the last one, Louisiana, over 7.5, minus 110. I am a believer in this roster. DeSormo is the coach. He has built a pretty good culture in the aftermath of Billy Napier. Napier left him a full cupboard, and he's done good things with it. And they won 10 ball games last year. This was a, you know, they did get absolutely walloped in the Sun Belt Championship game. This is the year where they turn it around. They come back. They win the thing. I could see that. I could absolutely see that. And the way the schedule sets up, pretty nice. Pretty nice. So Over 7.5 for Louisiana at minus 110. Now, we got a few more minutes together. Everybody else has done it. I might as well do it. Going to get it on the record before the games kick off. My college football playoff bracket. Now, next week, we'll go over what Ralph Russo talked about on his first episode of The Audible with Bruce and Stu. And basically, he talked about the averages of the AP poll and where your college football playoff teams are going to come from. I went heavy chalk because I think there is a dividing line this year. If you look at my predictions, I think that the upper tier of each conference is going to be significantly better than the lower tier. And that's if you just put them into, you know, an upper and a lower. Like, if you try and go into, like, thirds or quarters or whatever, I mean, it could be mayhem. But here is what I'm doing with the college football playoff bracket. The number one seed I have is Alabama. I think they win the SEC. They will have two losses. But I think the way that this thing shakes out, I think they will be considered the strongest team based on strength of schedule and everything else. My number two seed, I got Ohio State. If I was going to pick a team that I think could potentially not make it into the playoff, it might be them. But for now, I'm rolling Ohio State as the two seed. I think they can win the Big Ten, potentially. I know it wasn't who I bet on earlier because it's not as much fun. There's very, very little plus money on that. Number three, I think Clemson. Clemson at 12-1 with a couple of wins over SEC teams. I think that gets them to the three seed. The number four seed I have is Notre Dame. I have them 11-1. I've got a loss to Miami. We'll see exactly what happens on opening night. But if it's not a loss to Miami, I think it could be a loss to any number of teams on that schedule. I mean, this team lost to Northern Illinois last year. But I still think, you know, Notre Dame, four seed, makes sense. I know, guys, it's chalky. I know. Number five seed, I've got Penn State. They will be playing 12 seed Boise. And yes, this is a rehash of what happened last year. Penn State will beat Boise, and then they will go and they will play Notre Dame. The team facing Alabama next. You've got 8 seed Texas, 9 seed Oregon. I think 8 seed Texas will beat 9 seed Oregon. So then you will have Texas against Alabama, Penn State against Notre Dame. The 2 seed, Ohio State, will face the winner of the 7 and the 10 seed. My 7 seed will be the Miami Hurricanes, 10 seed LSU. I think LSU wins that one, and we will get LSU versus Ohio State. And then we will have number 3 seed Clemson, number 6 seed Georgia, number 11 seed Kansas State. I think Georgia wins that. So we have Georgia against Clemson. Okay, so we have Penn State against Notre Dame. I think Penn State wins that one. We have Texas against Alabama. That's a tough one, but I will take Alabama. So that gives us Penn State against Alabama in the semifinals. Over on the next batch, LSU against Ohio State. I will take Ohio State to win that. And Clemson against Georgia. I will take Georgia to win next. So we have Georgia against Ohio State, Alabama against Penn State. I will take Alabama to beat Penn State. And I will take Ohio State. Nope. I'm going to redo that. We're going all SEC final, baby. Georgia against Alabama. It might be a rematch, a third rematch, or a third meeting. And I'm looking forward to it. Give me the Tide. Give me Alabama to win the national championship. I'm going to have fun with it. Why not? What a joke is that? I mean, we got a 12-team playoff in college football. And the playoff Final Four could end up as and the way it's set up, it could be Big Ten versus SEC, Big Ten versus SEC. And the way that we got this thing set up, after the first round, there could be nothing but Big Ten, SEC, and Notre Dame. I mean, what are we doing? Like, I hope it's something different. I hope that we get some fun, interesting, out-of-nowhere team that comes in. But who knows? Who knows what it's going to look like? All right. I'm going to get out of here. Don't forget, subscribe where you need to subscribe, and make sure and leave a nice 5-star written review so that I can read it on the show. And don't forget to jump into the comments on YouTube. I would certainly appreciate that. We're going to be doing some fun things next week. Next week is week one. But tomorrow we have football. And there is nothing better on God's green earth than the kickoff of college football season. So I'm ready for it. All right. Don't forget bettingcfb.com. Don't forget all of the other spots, ticketsmarter.com, Ghost Leaves, and then we'll have new partners sometime next week. I'm looking forward to it. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter, @GaryWCE. And the show is @WinningCures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.